Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. As I started researching and putting together my notes on the wood frog, I realized there is also an ecology lesson in there. During this show, I'll use a few terms that may need a definition or explanation to them, or a story, because those of you that are my faithful listeners, you know that I love to tell outdoor stories, but there's always a lesson inside of them. This is the time of the year that many waterways are alive with the sounds of spring peepers. Often it is unbelievably loud that a tiny chorus of frogs could be so loud. Spring peepers? I thought this podcast show was about the wood frog. Yes, it is. I'll get there and tell you an amazing animal fact. But first, let's turn back the clocks to when I had a cabin in Shenandoah National Forest. It was right outside there. Stream, literally right behind the cabin, early spring, and the spring peepers all night long. A loud chorus. You know what? I am a sound sleeper. It's amazing that where I live now in this beautiful historic home, I'll hear a hoot owl and a screech owl right outside my window, wake up in the middle of the night and just listen for as long as I can. Well, it's the same with the spring peepers. And last spring, there's a pond near my parents' house. So Gab and I are going over there. Me, because I always have my windows down. Not an air conditioning guy. Just, hey, I'm an outdoor guy. I like fresh air. And I hear spring peepers middle of the day calling. So Gabby and I in a truck take a little veer, go find the pond. I teach Gab, and we stalk the same way that animals stalk. So we're stalking close to the pond. Gab's hearing it, and they could feel vibrations, and I'll get to that later on. And once they felt the vibrations, it went from a chorus of frogs around the outside of the pond to silence. And I'm going to come back to that in a little bit. But if you venture away from the water, maybe it is an adventure, into the forest, you will find the wood frog. See, I told you I'd get there. You will find the wood frog only if you are good at a frog in leaf litter. Like, you actually have to find them. So what's leaf litter? It's made up of twigs, leaves, bark, and needles from pine trees. There is layer upon layer over the years. The importance of leaf litter is it returns nutrients to the soil. So as all this is breaking down, the nutrients return to the soil. The soil below it is very, obviously makes sense, very rich. But that is where the wood frog likes to hang out. So now among the color of the leaf litter, think about what, you know, all this decaying matter looks like. You need to find a frog that's between, watch this, 1.5 to 3.25 inches in length. The wood frog's colors vary. And they have a combination of some pretty cool colors. There are browns, reds, greens, gray, rust. And the female is the larger of the two of them. Watch how cool this fact is. You can tell the difference between a male and female wood frog by the webbing on their hind toes. The male webbing is convex, which is wider in the middle than on the edges. And the female is concave. The shape caves in. It's wider on the edges. Cool fact, but not the amazing fact that I was going to tell you about. So you notice the suspense is growing. The wood frog has black markings across his eyes from tympanum to tympanum. That's the outer eardrum. Remember the vibrations I was speaking about before? Well, think about, like, if you see a drum set, we call the tops of them skins, even though they're not skins. Well, they could feel, you hit it and you hear the vibrations. Well, they can actually hear and feel vibrations with the tympanum. So because of that, And that's how those chorus frogs, see, I tie them both in together, little story. But so the wood frog has, it looks like a robber's mask, and that's a common term used. So it looks like that old-fashioned thin black mask that goes across his face. The range of the wood frog is large. He or she is the only frog to live north of the Arctic Circle. How cool is that? But not the cool fact, of course. You can find him from Alaska and Canada down the Northeast, and there's a small population in Northwest Idaho and North Dakota. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. During the COVID-19 crisis, the stores are closed, but you can purchase all of your outdoor gear from Ramsey Outdoor by simply going to RamseyOutdoor.com. The wood frog's habitat, and by the way, if you don't know, we always hear the word habitat. Simple definition, a place where a plant or animal normally lives. And most people think about habitats as being just a place for animals, but it's also a place for plant. Well, their habitat covers many ecosystems. You're going to find them in woodlands, coniferous forests, which are cone-bearing, and deciduous forests, and those are trees that drop their leaves, as well as wetlands, meadows, swamps, bogs, and the tundra. And the tundra is a treeless place where the subsoil is permanently frozen, and that's when we were talking up there by the Arctic Circle. So this guy here, I mean, you name it, you will find him there if you can find him, because remember I said about his size and his colors, that camo that blends in. Their numbers are continuously getting lower due to loss of habitat. And to me, that's sad, because if you notice that many of the animals I speak about, that is the common denominator. This diurnal creature, and that means he's active during the day, his adult life, so there's going to be a difference in what he eats adult as to when he's in a tadpole stage. The adult, he's got a diet of insects, arachnids, worms, slugs, snails, and beetles. Just makes me hungry right now. Well, the tadpoles are herbivorous, which means they eat plants or plant-like material. They will eat detritus, which is broken up plants. So you see, as plants are breaking down into the, you know, many times we talk about this specifically near ponds and bogs and things, we call it detritus. There's some very small particles, and he even eats, the tadpoles will eat algae. The wood frog has a span or a lifespan of 1 to 5 years. That depends on him staying away from his predators, such as the snapping turtle, the raccoon, skunks. Skunks get a bad rap. They are so cool. Take a look at them the next time. Their colors are pretty spectacular. Had one running through my property at daybreak the other day, and I'm just checking them out. Coyotes, foxes, birds, and snakes. Well, his camo pattern, the wood frog, is what helps to protect him. The mating season is from mid-March to May, depending on the climate they are found in. Mating usually occurs after the first warm spring rains. That's often before the ice is actually off the ponds, because remember, we're talking about a wood frog. The female lays her eggs in vernal or ephemeral pools. These are seasonal pools of water which provide habitat for specific plants or animals. They can be dry for part of the year. The female wood frog lays between 1,000 to 3,000 eggs. They will hatch into tadpoles in 9 to 30 days later. Some of them, so you got to remember that there's predation of this as well, are eaten, whether it's the eggs or the tadpoles, by salamanders, diving beetles, wood turtles, and some other frogs. The reason I started the show by discussing vocalization of spring peepers is to compare that to the male wood frog. He sounds like, get this, a quacking duck, or to some, a squawking chicken. Some of you were wondering why you were hearing chickens in the forest. I guess now you know. Now let me set you up for that awesome animal fact. Can't speak today, I guess, because I'm so excited about the awesome animal fact. Wood frogs, like all frogs, are amphibians. The term means two lives. They begin their life in the water as eggs and tadpoles, and then transition to land as fully developed frogs. They are cold-blooded, which means the creature is the same temperature as the air or water around them. the wood frog has adapted to cold climates. Now watch this. This is so cool. By literally freezing in the wintertime, they stop breathing and their heart stops. The wood frog produces an antifreeze that prevents ice from freezing within their cells. Ice will form between the cells. If it was ever to form inside the cells, they would die. But because of the antifreeze, they prevent their cells from freezing. They are frozen for 2 or 3 months a year. Prior to winter, they bury themselves in that leaf litter and stay frozen until the warmer months arrive. They become a wood life cycle. So a wood frog cycle. See, once again, I'm still excited about this. Think about this. You get to be frozen solid, and then, okay, warm comes, and you thaw out, and you begin to hop around. How awesome is that? So the wood frog creature is so unique. And guess what? You got all this ecology thrown in for free. That is also awesome. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.